sorry, I'm gonna answer questions for new boys because I can. And yeah, questions for new girls is a little... I've done it too many times because I've left and came back how many times? Ha ha ha. Anyway, glasses. Need to find my glasses. Okay. Questions for new and old boys, but I'm a girl. Tame and sexy included smiley face. Tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. Age, nationality, random hobbies, your job, still in school. Perhaps pick a name for yourself here or wait for someone to give you one if you prefer. So, age. I'm in my late 20s now. Holy shit, I'm in my late 20s now! Nationality. I'm Asian, of a sort. Random hobbies. Let's see. I play a lot of Among Us. That's a hobby. What other hobbies do I have? I play instruments, but I haven't been playing in a while. Oh, I have a kalimba now, so I've been playing kalimba. That's fun. Where's my kalimba? It's under my bed. So I'm gonna play kalimba for you today. Cooking. Oh, I have this like new thing. It's like, since my living situation is very strange, I live a semi-dorm life, even though I own this place and I have multiple rooms to, you know, live in this place. But due to weird-ass construction decisions, I am living in a semi-dorm life, and I have a kitchenette rather than a full kitchen. And I've been making, like, dorm room, like, food. So I've been creating, like, dorm room recipes, and yeah, I realized that you can make amazing popcorn using a rice cooker. And yes, of course a rice cooker. I'm Asian. I have 3 rice cookers. Your job. Well, I have a job. I'm just not gonna tell you what my job is, but I also have another job, and I'm managing a content creator who is my friend. But yeah, I'm managing him. That's one of my other jobs. Am I still in school? No, I'm not. Ha ha ha. Azula now has another degree. Perhaps pick a name for yourself. Well, it's Azula. Duh. So, next question. What made you decide to start recording, and what keeps you coming back with more recordings? Well, I started recording many years ago. I think I started recording, like, 9 years ago. My Tribbit is 8 years old, and I've been recording before that. So, yeah. 9 years ago. And I just started out of boredom. And, of course, attention's great. But, you know, I have a microphone now, like a legitimate microphone, and I want to try it out. And I want to try to get back into voice acting and perhaps venture off to different types of voice acting. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing, or is your usual thing? Which you enjoy, i.e. singing, pillow talks, challenge papping, script reading, improv novellas, poetry reading, etc. I do like singing. No one has requested singing yet, but if you want me to sing, I can. Pillow talks are great. I like pillow talks. Challenges, oh, I used to be like the challenge girl, but I don't think I'll be doing challenges these days. I just, yeah. Like, 1 to 100 challenge, or 100 to 1 challenge, like, I've done that 20 times. And spanking challenge, like, I used to create challenges for myself, you know? I'm like done with them. Fapping, I have, like, so many recordings of me fapping. Well, none of them with a high-quality microphone, but still, Script reading, yes. Some of these scripts are long. I'm just not used to reading long scripts anymore. Improv, yeah, I'm not used to improving anymore. I'm trying to get that skill back on track. Novellas, not really. Poetry reading, not really. Etc. Question 4. What features, be they physical, mental, are most attractive to you and the people you're interested in? Doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. Okay, first off, has to be boys. I like the dick. Next, white. Yes. Shocker. Azula likes white guys. Taller than me. They don't have to be super tall, but I prefer them taller than me. I like deep voices. Deep voices are a must. I like a guy who has a passion for something, but sometimes it's hard to find people who are still, well, who are still passionate about stuff, and I'm not gonna hold it against them if they start losing their passion. Ugh, started getting deep, but yeah, like, I used to say they have to be passionate about something, but realistically, sometimes passions die, and yeah, sometimes you have to move on with life. Blah 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 blah. Guys are cute. I don't know. The guy just be cute. I don't know if it's like, I don't know what else to explain. Just be cute. Blah blah blah. Question 5. What do you think is your most attractive quality? This is gonna sound like a job interview, but I am adaptable. And it's very true. I adapt to any situation that life throws at me. What else? I am kind. Always have to be kind. And it's, you know, it's not cool for someone to claim that they're kind. It's much better for someone else to say that you're kind. But I pride myself in always choosing what is kind and not what is nice. I don't care about niceties. I don't care about being nice or appropriate. I will do what is kind. And that is what I live by. Always be kind, no matter what. Do you have a favorite book, movie, song? Tell us about it. Maybe in your next recording you could read or sing or recite lines for us? Okay, favorite book is still The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings. Favorite song? I've been listening to a lot of Latino music. I really like Niña Bonita. Niña Bonita, Madonna Princesa. I don't understand anything of it, but I really like it. I also like 2000s. Like music, like Gasolina. I love musical theater, so I love pretty much everything from Hamilton. Does anyone want me to sing Hamilton or like sing/rap Hamilton, like from the first track to the last track? I mean, I fucking would. So someone request that, please. I'll do it. And movie, I'll say it once and I'll say it again. It is Jurassic Park. It is what I said years ago. It is Jurassic Park. Tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. Okay, perfect day would be sunny, but still cold. Or not cold, but breezy. Sunny, breezy, and cool. That is my perfect day. I like sunshine. I think I used to say I like gloomy days. I don't like gloomy days anymore. Huh. I like sunshine and cold air and birds chirping and blue clouds. Not blue clouds, blue skies and fluffy white clouds. Perfect date, though. I want to go to a park on a perfect day and go to a picnic and under like a tree and like eat cake and pie and club sandwiches and chips and have orange juice and paint. I want to paint while on a picnic date. I want art supplies. And we can just paint whatever we want. We can paint each other. We can paint the scenery. We can paint anything. That's what I want. Never mind. Wait, what are 5 things you want to do before you die? Holy shit, this is deep. I want to create significant change in the world. I want to give back to the community that has helped me throughout my life. I want to I want to go to Machu Picchu. I want to try beluga caviar. And I want to plan a wedding, whether it is my wedding or someone else's, but I want to plan a wedding. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? Okay, I firmly believe in donating 15% of your money to either charity or to supporting other people. So I will be using 15% of that to support some of my friends' businesses, or to send someone to school, or pay for someone's medical bills. And then the rest I'm going to I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to save it. I'm going to take flying lessons. I'm going to take lessons to be a pilot and buy a very small plane where I can just fly in my city. Yeah. Maybe renovate my place. Get an actual kitchen rather than a kitchenette. Okay, next one. Question 10. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? Well, cheating. Yeah. Honestly, neglect. Neglect is a huge deal breaker for me. You can neglect yourself, you can neglect your family, you can neglect me. You know, any type of neglect is a huge deal breaker for me. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I'll just go with that. Feel free to skip these if you'd like. They're off the more sexy nature and can be a little invasive for first-time recorders. Well, I'm not a first-time recorder. I've been here for 9 years. 1. Tell us a sexy story about you. It can be a place where you're close to being discovered while masturbating, or perhaps a fetish that you enjoy. Maybe just as simple as letting us know what you're thinking about the last time you came. You know what? I have a fetish for race play. Yeah. That's so unknown about me. I don't know how to answer this. Yeah, race play, let's go. Do you consider yourself a dom, sub, or switch? How did you come to that conclusion? Tell us the moment you realize either way. Okay, I took the BDSM test many times, and I am a switch. But more importantly, I am 100% a brat. Yes, I am a huge ass brat. And I am also a brat tamer. But I am mostly a brat. So, if you like brats, hit me up. No, don't hit me up. Don't hit me up. How high is your sex drive? How often do you feel the need to masturbate? And is there anything special you do to get yourself off? Years ago, I would say that my sex drive is super duper high, which it was. But I've gotten older now, and I'm sorry, but super duper horny Azula is not a thing anymore. I'm just regular horny. I masturbate twice a day, sometimes once, but usually twice. And it used to be that Azula would masturbate at least 5 to 7 times a day. And yeah, things just happen when you get older. You know, you start getting stressed, your hormones change, you gain and lose and gain and lose weight. And that really fucks up with your libido and your endocrine system. And it's just, yeah, I don't have the same sex drive as I used to. What is the weirdest place you've had sex? Or if still carrying the V-card, do you envision yourself ever being the kind of risky blah 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 favorite position? I'm so lazy to read right now. But the riskiest place I've ever sex, the riskiest place I've ever masturbated, rather. Okay, let's do that instead. The riskiest place I've ever masturbated has mostly been on recording on FSA in my older recordings. I don't know if it's in my archive right now, but I used to masturbate in my study cubicle that I rented for a semester. And it was very risky because it was frosted glass. Yeah. What is the most sensitive place on your body? Where would someone have to touch you to really get you going? My thighs. My inner thighs. Yes. Simple as that. Inner thighs. Oh my god, I'm getting tired. I'm recording this in 4 in the morning. 6. Describe in great detail your deepest and darkest fantasy. My deepest and darkest fantasy is to find a genie or a fairy godparent and have them grant every wish I have. Are you asking sexual? I forgot, but that's actually my deepest, darkest fantasy. I just want to find a genie or a fairy godparent and have them grant every wish I had. Oh, well, I guess I have a fantasy of having a sugar daddy. And not just like any kind of sugar daddy, but like a platonic sugar daddy. You know, just like hi, hello, hugs, like very light flirting. And then, yeah, hi, hello, hug, you look cute today. Can I have $7,000? That's a fantasy of mine. Next one. Have you ever been aroused by something that is not an entirely accessible kink, or by something you thought you wouldn't be I can't read. Okay, voices and hands. That's it. I get off to voices whether they're saying something sexual or not. If their voice is hot, I will fucking get off to it. And hands. Azula likes hands. Hot hands are hot. How do I explain hot hands? I don't know. I just like hands. Like nice toned, slightly veiny arms. I don't know. I like hands. What is the most romantic thing you ever done for someone? I cooked them really, really yummy food. It was like fried potato wedges. And then we had a picnic on the rooftop of a skyscraper. And I brought my guitar and I sang to them with my guitar. And then I gave them a blowjob. That's very romantic, I think. If you are single, would you rather have multiple sex partners or just the one F-buddy? I would have just the one. Because I can't juggle people. I really can't. When I was single, I tried. I failed. I can't juggle multiple people. I like having one partner and just giving them all the attention. Also, would you ever consider adding more people to the bedroom? No, I don't think so. I don't think I have that much energy and love to give with like having multiple partners. So yeah. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. That is Azula. Azula is sleeping now and can't read anymore. Azula can't read anymore. Goodbye.